This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone. This is Solomon Wilcott, and it is the Believe in Bingo podcast on Bally Sports Ohio. And of course, I'm joined by a very good friend of mine. He's a columnist, journalist. He is a phenomenal author, and that is the great Bill Roten joining us on the Believe in Bingo podcast. And Bill, look, first of all, hello and how you doing?
Hey, so it's all good, man. You know, nothing's better than NFL playoffs. I mean, I'm supposed to say I like it all, but I you know, but there's something about football, and I like playoffs in general, but the NFL playoffs, man, are like tremendous.
There is nothing better. There is no doubt about it. You know, we wanted to talk with you because you wrote a phenomenal article, and it was about the hiring of Gerard Mayo as the next head coach of the New England Patriots, the 15th head coach in Patriot history. And everyone can go to anscape.com to find that article. But I thought it was significant because you kind of talked about the rare black coach who rose through the ranks. And it was really eye-opening and some of the things that you touched upon in the article. First, I want to start by just talk about why is this an important story to tell?
Well, I think, well, number one, the Patriots have never had a black head coach. Mm-hmm. So I think in 2024, when we're still breaking barriers, that's an important story. Yeah. Particularly in the NFL. You know, when you look at, you know, Solomon, we talk about this all the time. In most industries where African-Americans are involved, you know, whether it's the political arena, corporate America, African-America is always in the minority. In other words, it's like kind of in the minority. The talent pool is kind of on the small side and all that. Where when you look at the NBA and the NFL, the talent pool is enormous.
It's enormous, yeah.
Enormous, and it's been enormous for about since probably like the mid 80s, where we were like in the so the talent pool to choose from has been there. Mm-hmm. And it's a study, and you have to work really hard to like not let that tool pool of talent percolate in the head coaching front. You have to work real hard. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to argue, well, you know, we don't really have the talent pool. I mean, we're trying to get CEO, but in the NFL and NBA, you got to, you've got, still there are like 12 NFL teams that still have never hired a black head coach. I mean, never. So I thought that the fact that New England, the Patriots, followed Bill Belichick by hiring Pierce and the way they did it, the fact
Mayo.
That-
Yeah, it was Mayo.
What did I say? Well, they hired Mayo, Gerard Mayo. But the way they did it, they had already earmarked him. They had already agreed. It was in his contract that he was going to follow. And that, and you know, we don't get that treatment. We're never brought into that meeting. old boys meeting.
As the heir apparent, particularly following someone like Bill Belichick, who looms large in that, you know it, Boston's a great sports market town. Right. It's a town of champions. And it's a town that can be very critical if you're not successful. And that's why I wanted to ask you, because you interviewed Bob Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, And he told you that he was very intentional about hiring an African-American as his next head coach, in so much that he created a succession plan to hire Gerard Mayo. And he went to important people, kind of explained that, how he kind of went around the Rooney Rule, but worked with the people who are custodians of that rule to create a kind of different process.
Yeah, I think you use the word intentional. And so I had a lot of respect for him because it was intentional. Although, you know, during the Q&A period, I asked them, you know, them both, what did it mean to have a Black head coach? What did it mean to hire a Black coach, to Kraft and to Mayo? What did it mean to be the head coach? And Kraft said, well, you know, I'm colorblind. I don't see color. You know, I'm colorblind. So, of course, you know, as a brother, you, that automatically perks your ears up. You know, oh, here we go with that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then, but when it was Mayo's time to speak, he immediately set it straight. Mm-hmm. He said, well, you know what? I do see color. Because if you don't see color, you can't see racism. Having said that, Kraft put his choice where his mouth was, or whatever, whatever. He, at the end of the day, he did the right thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And I got what he was saying. But yeah, he actually said he went into business, you have to have a succession plan. Mm-hmm. And he was sold on Mayo. Now, I thought where you were going with that is that, you know, sorry, man, I'm in Harlem, USA. So you hear the...
I hear the sirens.
You hear the sirens. So all the people just...
It's everyday sounds. We get high, right?
It's just one of those. What you don't hear is something wrong.
That's right.
But the fact that he... You know, there is a loophole in the Rooney Rule, and you cleared by the with the NFL office and also with the Fritz Pollard Alliance, that if you have somebody who you really, really, really want an assistant, you could put it in their contract and you just let the NFL know in writing that this is who we really want. And the Fritz Pollard Alliance has okayed it. And there have been a couple instances. So for Kraft to think so highly of Mayo that they did, that was very significant. Though I thought where you were going with that is that, you get the job. You get to be our first Black head coach. The bad news is that you follow Bill Belichick, you know, and who's won six titles. So, I think, and you mentioned in a previous conversation, I think you do have to give Kraft credit in that he said, no, we're going to do this. We're going to hire I want a Black head coach. I just want to hire someone who I think is going to be successful here.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Starts.
I also want to stop down because I've talked to you before. I read the article again. You can read the article. Go to Anscape.com. It's the Patriots head coach, Gerard Mayo, the rare black coach who rose through the ranks, written by Bill Roden. You chronicle this in the piece where you talked about it. And I've spent time with Bob Kraft. I'm going to tell you right now, phenomenal man. He's what this league should be about in so many ways. And he said that he's colorblind, which he meant that to be 100% positive.
Right.
If you know this, you could talk to some very educated and affluent, highly educated and accomplished African-Americans who say, no, there's some nuance there. We kind of want you to still see my color, but still believe in me at the same level. Right. Still believe that I am capable of accomplishing great things.
Right.
So it's okay to recognize color, but it's not seen as a demerit, just like Gerard Mayo talked about if someone was disabled and right. you hired them, or if it was a woman and you hired them. Can you see what they truly and really are, but still give them the high praise and confidence that they can get the job done at the highest level? And you talked to them about that, and I would love to hear more about that from you.
Yeah, and I think that was, I just thought it was so profound. It was really insightful on Mayo's part to clarify his position after the owner, by the way. I mean, remember, this is like their first public appearance, and he's kind of contradicting him, you know, when the owner says, well, I'm colorblind. And then Gerard says, well, you know, I do see color, because if you don't see color, you don't see racism. But I thought it was very insightful, because not just that, but like you said, you see people for who they are. If somebody's quote unquote disabled, or you see these superficial markers, you don't use that superficiality to like as an excuse to not hire them. You look beyond that, as Kraft did. You know, he said, I've seen this guy. I've seen him coach. Yes. He's been on my staff. I've heard him. I've heard how he reacts to people. I think this is the person to lead this organization. And I do want a black person to lead this. If I just don't give the job away,
right.
you know, I'm just going, you know, right. this is still the pros,
right.
you know.
That's right. That's
but,
right.
But yeah. given all that, this guy checks all the boxes. Now, as you know, man, you know, we just saw in another sport, the Milwaukee Bucks just fired Adrian Griffin, not even the All-Star break. So at some point, you know, you're on the clock.
Yeah. You know, got to perform. Got to deliver.
Yeah, you got to perform. But, you know, one thing, Sol, we could maybe talk about this. I was really happy. I mean, I think maybe shortly after I wrote this piece and we talked, the Raiders hired Antonio Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, man, this is really, maybe we are moving in a great direction. We got a bunch of young black quarterbacks coming up. Mm-hmm. We got, you know, we'll have Mahomes and Lamar and all this good stuff. And then I was listening to a show and they were talking about how the direction the league is going is to hire offensive coordinators to be head coaches. And they listed all these jobs, man. Shane Steichen, the guy at the LA Rams.
Sean McVay.
There were about seven of them. Yeah, in Philly. There was seven of them. Then the new guy who just got hired by the
Bears?
Tennessee Titans.
Oh, the Niners, yeah.
You know, it's going to be. So I'm thinking, well, you know, how are we? And then you have two guys, a guy just got fired from Philadelphia, who's their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So I guess
Brian Johnson. Yeah.
So I was thinking, okay, well, it's good, and I'm glad we got two. But as I'm listening to all this, it just seems like we still have a steep hill to climb. I mean, you know, as aspiring African-American head coaches, and they're talking about all these, now we're moving into the offensive coordinator, once again, is a launching pad. So I don't know, man. That wasn't necessarily a question to you, but I know I was really pleased that Mayo got the job and that Pierce got the job, both defensive guys. But, you know, are we going to make a real serious dent in this thing? I mean, I know we are eventually.
I was really pleased that you brought out this really organic and nuanced conversation between yourself, Gerard Mayo, and the owner, Bob Kraft. And it seemed like it was a comfortable conversation, whereas many times there are people in the room can feel very awkward when there's a conversation surrounding race. And even to point out a successful moment by someone who's African-American, that someone else could see that maybe as boastful or cringeworthy. I think we have to be at a place now where we can have that nuanced conversation and, right. and grow as a result of it. Because as you well know, the reason why we sort of earmarked these accomplishments, because it wasn't always the case where right. the opportunity was there for it to be accomplished. And I right. think that in and of itself is a celebration that things are moving forward.
Yeah. You know, you're right. And Kraft, but you've been around him. And he, you know, he's an easy guy to talk to about that. I mean, you know, he's 82 yes. years old. I mean, he says, what am I going to do? I'm 82 and I'm rich.
You know? He's great. Come on, I absolutely man. Love him.
You know, really what is there to be afraid? What right? is there to hold back on? That's and right. we're right. celebrating me just doing the right thing. So this is like a flush, you know, yes. a royal flush.
A royal flush. Yeah. That's great. Hey, look, I want to also just kind of ask you the AFC Championship game. Let's move over and talk about the National Football League, and you talked about the playoffs. The AFC Championship game is featuring Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes. In what way is this a significant game when we talk about the legacy of quarterbacks and the direction of where the game is headed? I mean, you look at quarterbacks like Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner. Now he's being mentioned at the top of the draft where – when Lamar won his Heisman Trophy just a few years ago, he went at the bottom of the first round. And now the same kind of player, it's very similar in nature, is being taken at the top of the draft. Caleb Williams at the top of the draft. In a lot of ways, Lamar Jackson has given them a template or a prototype for what a new age quarterback looks like in the NFL. Even Patrick Mahomes has contributed to that. I would like to get your thoughts on that and how much this AFC title game, when these two quarterbacks take the field, play a role in the changing platform that we see with quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's so perceptive of you. And, you know, if you follow the history of this stuff, as you have and I have, you know, that's why we celebrate these moments, why we celebrated Gerard Mayo and celebrated Pierce. You know, they're yeah, I'm sure you get it too. You go on social media, and be there. You guys go. Oh, we're talking about race. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm sure you get that stuff.
Yeah.
But if you follow the history of anything, but in our case, the history of the NFL, where we've evolved from that place where no blacks allowed. You know, gentlemen, agree. You can't play at all. You can't play certain positions, and then you definitely can't play quarterback. And you see this evolution. And now you see where the thing is in the process of changing almost 360 degrees, where you say you went from, you can't play the position, but we need you to play this position. And I think why I think Lamar Jackson is so important, that he represents more so even than Mahomes. He represents a lot of brothers, man, over the 50 years, who were these really athletic guys who were not allowed to play position. Guys like Lamar were like immediately switched to wide receiver, immediately switched to defensive back, immediately made running backs. Mm-hmm. And remember, even when Lamar got in the league, there were guys, well, you know, he's really big.
He did hear about it, didn't he?
Oh, he heard it. He still remembers that stuff. So, but a guy like that said, well, what about Mahomes? Well, Mahomes is a really good athlete, but he's not the kind of athlete who they would have made a defensive back.
That's right.
Or a wide receiver. He wasn't that kind. You know, he's like a baseball player kind of athleticism.
That's
right. Where Lamar is the kind of guy who, in another light, like a Marlon Briscoe, never would have gotten past first base.
That's right.
And so I think that's why it's so significant for a guy like that to be in the Super Bowl. and to actually, I mean, look, I'm forecasting. There ain't no guarantees getting past.
It's hard to get past Mahomes now.
Man, that's a lot, brother. I mean,
that's a lot.
Try to get this guy. But for my purposes, for the purpose of a storyteller, he does represent a great narrative. So, yeah, that's why I think it's so significant. Mm-hmm. And to have, I mean, last year we had what? We had Jalen Hurts and Pat Mahomes.
That's right.
You know, this year, well, in AFC, we're going to have Mahomes and Jackson. And I just think it's a really, really significant game for all those reasons, because you see two brothers who play the position. And that's great. It's just like Black folks. We come in all shapes, sizes, colors, intellects.
Talents, abilities, right?
Yeah, we're all over the place. And so this is great. You see Mahomes, brothers, you know, dad's Black. Mom's white, got like Lamar, raised, you know, single mom. His dad died when he was young. Mm. But boom, 2024, here we are. We're both at that mountaintop, you know, and I think it's great.
That leads me to this question, because the offensive rookie of the year to me is hands down C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud played at Ohio State, had a great rookie season. I don't think enough people even know maybe what he went through in his early years.
Yeah.
And the story of his father and what he's overcome. And when I read the story, it made me so proud of him, because I grew up in Compton, California. I know what it is to have those early struggles in life and still be focused on your goals and not be deterred one way or the other. You pursue a higher education, become a better person, so that you can have a career, so that you can take care of yourself and your family, right? And here's a young man whose father was committed to a life sentence as he's going into high school. He's living above a storage unit in an apartment through his high school years in Rancho Cucamonga in California, nearby where I went to high school, by the way. Huh. And he walks the straight and narrow. He does what he needs to do to have opportunities, right, to change his life, and he cashes in on it. And just as he's about to cash in on it, be a high draft pick, you know what? He's hearing talks that he doesn't have the aptitude play the position.
Yeah.
And I watched as he was drafted. He when he hugged the commissioner, when he walked across that stage, he had tears in his eyes, because he realized that by that much, he could have been taken away, not by his merit. By his merit, he earned the right to have the opportunity to play in this league. But yet there were still things being brought up to try to snatch that opportunity away. And when he had a chance to do it, the Texans, they overlooked all of what was said. They drafted him, and look at the season that he produced. What comes to mind as you encapsulate that entire story? And what does that tell you about this young man?
It tells not him, but almost the history of Black people, man, in this country. I mean, whenever I see some, whether it's Barack Obama or anybody, and I just think of our history in this country and everything that you had to overcome to be great, because it's not laid out for us. It's almost like every Black person I see who's like a CEO said, you know, you weren't supposed to be doing this. This was not laid out for you to do this.
They're a unicorn, right? That's kind of the term.
Yeah, it's called a unicorn. How'd you survive? How'd you let that happen? And so when you see the narrow to sports, when you see a guy like C.J. Stroud, there are a lot of stories like that. Yes, I mean, Lamar was not exactly like that, single mother. But when you see what this brother has accomplished, like you said, he easily could have been derailed.
That's
easily could have gotten caught up in the system. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he didn't, he's spiritually grounded, is beyond a great story. I think it's a story of resilience. Mm-hmm. It's a story of not being deterred. It's an American story. And I also think, without getting too political, but getting a little political, when I think of what happened to a Black woman who was a president of Harvard, and somebody was clearly targeted. And I just think that we need, as people and as Black people, we need to celebrate each other at a time when, man, people are kind of coming for you. You know, mm-hmm. if you have if you were perceived as having achieved something, I think we need to really celebrate each other. Celebrate C.J. Stroud. Celebrate Patrick Mahomes. Celebrate Lamar Jackson. You know, so I'm so happy you brought up C.J. Stroud because you talked to the guy, man.
Yeah. Man, great kid, man.
Even keel.
Yes.
Optimistic after the game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. He really had great things to say about Lamar.
Yeah.
And again, it kind of flows into that thing about Lamar getting older. You know,
that's right.
Because,
that's right.
I mean, this guy's only 20. Yeah. I think he's like 4 or 5 years younger than Lamar. He said, man, when I was in high school, I'm looking up to this guy, you know,
yeah.
You know. And so, but he said that he really praised Lamar. So, again, it's just one of those things of how you if you see it, you can be it, and how we are all each other's inspiration. So, yeah. You know, I'm sure if you have him on the show or when his movie comes out, we'll find out
right
who he looked at.
Well, there's no doubt we all grow up and we have those inspirational people that we looked at and say, wow, if I could only just be that. But it provides the inspiration for it to become believable and something that you could truly achieve by watching a certain individual. It just inspires you and captures you at that moment. And you could tell that this C.J. Stroud, this kid is inspired. I think he had one of the great rookie campaigns we've ever seen in NFL history by a rookie quarterback. Yeah. Something tells me we're going to be getting some more now. That kid, he has a unique talent, and I think he's a very unique person. I want to talk to you. Lastly, my last question is about those Detroit Lions. We're seeing things happen that hadn't happened in Detroit for their football team since the 1950s. I mean, come on, man. It's a long time. They're one of four teams in the NFL that has never even been to a Super Bowl.
I know.
Two of those teams are really expansion teams, the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? But to be around that long, never been in a Super Bowl, it tells you about the long suffering of those fans there. If they should win out west against the 49ers, what will that mean for the head coach, Dan Campbell? What will that mean for the team and for the town of the people in the city of Detroit?
Well, if that happens, Campbell may be the next mayor of Detroit.
That's right. That's
right. But that's clearly, right. At least the mayor.
That's
you know?
Right.
No, it's such a great story. So, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when the Lions were actually fearsome. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
When they had those Thanksgiving brawls with the Green Bay Packers and the Bears. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think whenever you have, what did it say, the weakest link, I forget what this right, is, something like the weakest, the strongest thing is the weakest link, or when the weakest link, whatever it is, I'm screwing it up. I slipped to that part of English lit. But unlike you, who stayed awake. But
that's all right.
You know, but it's just a great story, man. And if Detroit, and I think they had to look at that Green Bay game and all of a sudden be fortified. Then, wait a minute.
That's
these
right.
guys can be had. Now, I know that that's the wrong thing to do, but it had to be. You see a Green Bay team, and with Jordan Love, by the way, going out there in a monsoon.
That's right.
Coming within a couple missed field goals
yep.
and a couple bad decisions by dethroning San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it'll be a great story. Now, when you were tearing that narrative, I'm thinking, well, what are the ratings people say? Is that what the ratings people want? Do the ratings want? I just think you live with that, right? Detroit's
a big market now.
Whomever, yeah.
It's a big media market,
right?
And they do have a presence. I mean, they can move the needle. Let's just say that, which is why they've always been on Thanksgiving Day, right?
Right.
You know, and so given the right components, now look, San Francisco. This will be their 19th NFC Championship game. So they are clearly one of the blue bloods, if you will.
Right.
But there was a time, as you recall, where the Detroit Lions won four championships in the 50s.
Yeah.
The last one was in 1957. And as we always say, they've been rebuilding since 1957. It's taken a while, but... Dan Campbell is truly something special. You know, he comes from that Bill Parcells tree. This is a guy, he's a Texas A&M guy. He's just a good hardcore football guy. And what he demands from his players, they seem to have adopted that personality. It's not lost on me that since he got with Jared Goff, Jared Goff is a different cat now, Bill. Right. He walks different. He talks different. He plays different. As a result, we always say players and teams take on the personality of their head coach. There's no doubt in my mind, Dan Campbell has given the California cool kid, Jared Goff, who's from the Bay Area, by the way, he's given him a little blue-collar toughness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you hear, I mean, you know, chickens came home to roost when the Rams came in to play him.
That's right. And again,
man, we talked about Stroud and who he believed in. Mm-hmm. And you've known in your own life, man, when you finally get somebody who really believes in you, it can be transformative.
Yes.
As you've had somebody like that in your life, I've had people like that in my life. When you come across somebody who really believes in you, maybe more than you've believed in yourself, who's seen something in you that maybe you didn't see.
They pull it out of you.
Yeah, they pull it out. So, man, and you say, I don't know, you know, you had a guy like Goff, and we all saw it. You know, first round pick goes to the Rams, leads them to the Super Bowl. But I heard, man, you have all these senior moments. The Rams coach, McVay.
Sean McVay, yeah.
All but apologized to him. I guess because he was going to Detroit. This may be about the time. So
he was getting it in before he went out there to kind of tear down the temperature a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Let me be a little preemptive here, you know. But to say, you know, yeah, I could have done a better job. We could have handled that the right way. But you're right. You know, Campbell said, look, man, grow up, man. I mean, you know, this is like, let's get tough about this stuff.
That's
a great story too. And I guess if you want to stretch it to even Brock Purdy, that's another thing. I mean, before we get to all the weapons he's got, that's fine. I mean, we can talk about the weapons, but again, even if you got all the weapons, you got to know how to shoot. You know,
I love it. Yeah.
You can be given all the weapons, but if you're still like shooting up a little ceiling or something, you know. But to imagine, man, being the last cat draft, being called Mr. Irrelevant. You know, how does that sound? Even though you're in the league and you get drafted, but to be Mr. Irrelevant and to be in that point where you're on the verge of going to the Super Bowl. So everybody's got something. I mean, you know, whether it's Lamar, whether it's Goff, whether it's Purdy. Now, I'm not sure what Mahomes, I guess. I don't know if we have to kind of go deep in this to find out who doubted him. You know?
That's right. Yeah.
I think there were not many doubts there. There weren't a lot of doubts there, you know.
Yeah, but I would say this, Brock Purdy, the 262nd pick, the last pick in the last round of the 2022 draft class.
Yeah.
And then he's going up against Jared Goff, who was the first overall pick in 2016. So that's what you have it. And look, nobody's going to say that the 49ers are David versus Goliath. These are two really good teams. And even Detroit boasts an offense that scored 30 points in 9 of their games this season and 40 or more points in 3 games.
Yeah.
So they've got fireworks on the offense, and they've got a bedrock defense that can flat out play. Hey, Bill, great visit with you. I really appreciate you taking the time. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a great journalist. He's a great columnist. He's a great author. The great Bill Roten joining us right here on the Believe in Bengal podcast on Bally Sports Ohio. We look forward to you joining us again next time. We'll see you, everyone.
Hey, man. Pleasure. Take care, Sally.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.